flag or government you live. The world is being run by a select few men and women who regularly and with extreme malice aforethought walk us off into the weeds with incredible precision and aplomb at almost every awkward step. With the polar ice caps melting, children in America kept in cages, people dying on the streets from fentanyl, grisly beheadings in the far-flung corners of the world, and those oh-so-precarious nuclear arms in the hands of madmen. You're goddamn right we talk about politics here. Mother, I love you, and I'm sorry. But as one of America's founding fathers once said, now is the time for all good men and women of all creeds and colors, as well as our brothers and sisters in the beautiful LGBTQ community, to come to the aid of their country. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this very special and highly political Icon audiobook presentation. I'm Jeffrey Giuliano, and upon reflection, what we learn collectively from the past helps us to stand a much better chance of salvaging the future.
Chapter 1. The Strenuous Life. Speech before the Hamilton Club, Chicago, April 10th, 1899. In speaking to you, men of the greatest city of the West, men of the state which gave to the country Lincoln and Grant, men who preeminently and distinctly embody all that is most American in the American character, I wish to preach not the doctrine of ignoble ease, but the doctrine of the strenuous life, the life of toil and effort, of labor and strife, to preach that highest form of success which comes not to the man who desires more easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who out of these wins the splendid ultimate triumph. A life of slothful ease, a life of that peace which springs merely from lack either of desire or of power to strive after great things, is as little worthy of a nation as of an individual. I ask only that what every self-respecting American demands from himself and from his sons shall be demanded of the American nation as a whole. Who among you would teach your boys that ease, that peace, is to be the first consideration in their eyes, to be the ultimate goal after which they strive? You men of Chicago have made this city great. You men of Illinois have done your share, and more than your share, in making America great, because you neither preach nor practice such a doctrine. You work yourselves, and you bring up your sons to work. If you are rich and are worth your salt, you will teach your sons that though they may have leisure, it is not to be spent in idleness. For wisely used leisure merely means that those who possess it, being free from the necessity of working for their livelihood, are all the more bound to carry on some kind of non-remunerative work in science, in letters, in art, in exploration, in historical research, work of the type we most need in this country, the successful carrying out of which reflects most honor upon the nation. We do not admire the man of timid peace. We admire the man who embodies victorious effort, the man who never wrongs his neighbor, who is prompt to help a friend, but who has those virile qualities necessary to win in the stem strife of actual life. It is hard to fail, but it is worse never to have tried to succeed. In this life we get nothing save by effort. Freedom from effort in the present merely means that there has been stored up effort in the past. A man can be freed from the necessity of work only by the fact that he or his fathers before him have worked to good purpose. If the freedom thus purchased is used aright, and the man still does actual work, though of a different kind, whether as a writer or a general, whether in the field of politics or in the field of exploration and adventure,